USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's first day in office, he single-handedly destroyed America's energy independence. That single policy is coming back to haunt the Democrat president as the midterm elections are not polling well for Biden's party. The president continued to blame others for America's woes under his watch.
Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war. The windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine.
Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. There were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing Wednesday night will be for a massive $1.2 billion jackpot, the fourth largest in history. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes the lead in the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. According to a Trufolgar Group poll announced overnight, just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those responding are registered Democrats. Elon Musk has ended Twitter's board of directors, making his control over the social media platform absolute. The multi-billionaire will be its chief executive after buying the company last week for $44 billion. The Houston Astros and Philadelphia Phillies will have to wait one more day to resume the 2022 World Series. Game 3 was postponed due to rain about an hour before the first pitch. The game has been rescheduled for today, 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Tuesday going. We are USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
14 FBI agents have come forward and become whistleblowers, describing America's top law enforcement agency as being politically motivated. Tim Berg reports.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan could become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee if Republicans win the majority in the next session of Congress beginning next year. He tells Fox News that investigating allegations of the Justice Department being politicized is a top priority for him.
We've had now over 14 FBI agents come to us asking for whistleblower status, talking about how political that place is. That has to change, because if you have a political Justice Department, if you don't have equal treatment under the law, every single liberty we enjoy as Americans is in jeopardy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chicago police are reporting as many as 14 people were shot in Chicago's Garfield Park neighborhood on Halloween night. Chicago Police Department Superintendent Davis Brown.
The age ranges for the victims are a 3-year-old, an 11-year-old, and we have reports of a 13-year-old, and everyone else is going to be adults.
The most powerful operational rocket in the world is at the launch pad ahead of a planned liftoff this morning. SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket is scheduled to launch at 9:41 Eastern from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.